Well, the weak cool front spreading across the area today will trigger at least a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm. Unfortunately, it does not look like widespread rainfall, but more importantly, a general cooling trend as we go through this week, though you're not going to feel it today. Pretty hot and humid, reaching the low to mid-90s. We did at least get some rain over the holiday weekend, and not enough to really mar things all that much for outdoor activities. We had the cluster of thunderstorms spread across parts of Nassau, Duval, and St. Johns County late Saturday, and especially Saturday evening, dropped as much as a half inch of rain. Locally, even a little bit more, some of that wicked lightning. But majority of the weekend, as expected, was dry and, of course, hot. Our high temperature yesterday on Memorial Day of 95 was just 5 degrees short of the hottest Memorial Day on record, which is 100 degrees, set just 5 years ago in 2019. The average, though, is now up to 88, so we're into that time of year where we should expect it to be 90, right? It's nicer. It's a treat when it's not 90 now. And we get into some of those kind of temperatures mid to late week. So still 90 to 95 today. Drop into the 60s tonight as we start to see a little bit lower humidity move in, allowing those temperatures to drop a little bit lower. And then tomorrow is still around 90 under partly sunny skies. But then we're just in the 80s for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Again, for this time of year, not bad. And the nighttime lows will continue to dip into the 60s. We will have an onshore wind out of the east, so that will keep temperatures a little warmer at night at the beaches, but a little bit cooler during the day. And with sustained winds, it's days of winds out of the east, we may get just enough moisture to trigger a coastal shower or two that could try to move inland from time to time. But again, it does not look like widespread or significant rainfall beyond today anytime soon. And even today's is pretty scattered. The more north you live, the less rain. The more south you live, the better chance for showers. And the general tendency is for that to shift southward with time, generally south of I-10 by the noon hour and south of Highway 16 by late afternoon. So southern Clay, central and southern St. Johns County, and then it'll be gonzo for the most part, the rainfall. There are some signs at the middle and end of next week there'll be a dip in the jet stream over the eastern part of the country, and that may lead to some better rain chances for us here at home in Jacksonville in northeastern Florida, but that's still a week away, give or take. So looking at the heat today, gradually improving as we go through this week. With RE Weather All the Time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.